Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. Knicks beat the Celtics tonight. Big moment for them. Big night for their fans. I see a lot of Knicks fans talking about how we deserve this. And I think they're right. They are right. Kevin Harlan on the call, along with Reggie Miller for Knicks Pacers. I believe Harlan has called a Knicks Pacers conference finals before. Friend of show. And Reggie Miller obviously famously played for the Indiana Pacers. So that's interesting. And they have the whole series. We're not flip-flopping games here. And it's going to be the last basketball games ever, unless something happens and the next rights deal. But these could be the last basketball games ever on TNT. TNT is done. Inside the NBA will continue on ESPN, which is in the sub-licensing business these days. I mean, doesn't hurt to make your own programs. There's a show on ESPN I really like, and it's got their like homegrown talent. And it's just, you know, it's fun. It's good debate. It's good. There's like good personalities, and there's good insightful sports talk. It's been on for a long time. It's a really good show.
I'm going to need a name.
It's called Around the Horn.
There you go.
And, oh, they just canceled that?
Yeah, it's done next week.
What the hell?
That hour is literally the last hour of ESPN that I was clinging on to. It was Around the Horn and Pardon the Interruption. Once ATH goes, so do I.
I mean, we're no one calls it that.
I do.
We're going to be like, remember when ESPN showed SportsCenter? Same way we go, remember when MTV played music?
Perfect comparison.
Do you ever see an MTV schedule grid these days?
Is it all like Teen Mom, Ridiculousness, another reality show, Real World Role Rules Challenge, which I didn't realize it was still a thing. Nothing to do with music, except the VMAs once a year.
Okay, I'm going to read you the schedule for MTV for Saturday, May 17th.
That's great. I need a whole 24-hour block, please.
Are you ready? First up, the movie Tammy will be airing. That is with Melissa McCarthy. Okay? That's a 2.5-hour film. After that, it will be an episode from season 9 of Ridiculousness. Following that, at 4 a.m., we will be airing Ridiculousness. At 4:30 a.m., Ridiculousness. Would you like to guess what's at 5 a.m.?
Ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness, yeah. Would you like to guess what then is at 5:30, 6, 6:30, 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30, 12, 12:30 as well?
I want to say it's all Ridiculousness.
It's all Ridiculousness. This is on MTV. The next 5 hours. So here's what's on MTV tomorrow. A movie, 10 hours of Ridiculousness, followed by 5 hours of The Big Bang Theory.
On MTV?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And then the day will close out with another 5 hours of Ridiculousness.
It's ridiculous how much Ridiculousness is aired on that channel. It literally is the Ridiculousness channel.
What is Big Bang Theory doing there? I know they run a lot on TBS, but...
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised to hear it on MTV.
Sunday, from midnight until 1 p.m., 13 hours of ridiculousness. then 6 hours of the Big Bang Theory.
How is that a thing?
And then we're mixing it up. We got Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol and then Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Which I haven't actually seen either one of those, and I am all in on seeing this new Mission Impossible movie to close it out. So you know what, MTV? You might have got me Sunday night.
Okay, and then finally, because I think I'm being unfair, because sometimes these cable channels, their weekend programming is a little different than their weekday programming. So let me look at Monday if I can, if that's fine.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, that's only being fair to MTV. So it starts the morning with ridiculousness. This is my favorite segment we've ever done.
Yeah, why don't we do this more often?
This is fun, so funny. ridiculousness. Well, first Mission Impossible ends. So there's 1 hour of that. And then ridiculousness from 1 a.m. Ridiculousness, can you describe it for people who don't know what it is?
All right, so does anybody on planet Earth remember Rob Dyrdek at all?
No.
All right, well, I don't know who he is either. I know he was on a previously other MTV reality show. It was Robin, like this big black guy, like big hulking dude, but they were like doing funny, stupid things. I think he was either like a skater or a rocker or something like that. I think he was a skater. But anyway, wasn't that famous, but MTV clung to him. It's basically America's Funniest Home Videos, except with him and two other people named Stilo Brim, who's a young, you know, fashionable, you know, guy. He seems cool. He seems hip with the kids. And then a girl named Chanel Westcoast, who apparently is a rapper on Lil Wayne's label. So her job is just to laugh at everything that Rob says, and Stilo Brim does like he's basically the Carlos of the K to the Bart / Rob Dyrdek. But so yeah, it's America. It's America's Funniest Home Videos with three hip kids mocking these videos.
Okay, so ridiculousness airs from 1 a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m.
on Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Okay, good. Prime time. Gotcha.
And then 4 hours of the Big Bang Theory. And then Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, and then Olympus Has Fallen, the movie.
This actually pisses me off. Is Olympus Has Fallen a musical?
It is not. It's the presidential movie. I think Jamie Foxx is in it.
Tammy, Mission Impossible. Is there any singing going on in any of those?
I don't know, Gerard Butler. That's Murder at 1600.
Oh, yeah, because the Jamie Foxx one you're talking about is White House Down, which is basically the same movie except Jamie
Ashley
Foxx.
Judd is in the movie.
Okay. Is she singing, dancing? Because none of this lineup has anything to do with the letter M in MTV, which stands for music!
The next time MTV airs a new program will be Tuesday night, a season 3 episode of a show called Caught in the Act Unfaithful. And then, oh my God. Oh my God. Can I do one more day?
I mean, we've gotten this far.
Okay.
You're just crawling to guess what they said.
I must tell you Wednesday's lineup on MTV. So 3 hours of Caught in the Act Unfaithful.
Which at least is a new show.
And then we got 3 hours, 6 hours, 9 hours. What's 3 a.m. until 8 p.m.? 15?
Yeah. No, because it's 12... 17 hours.
17 hours of reruns of ridiculousness. And then, just in case you've already seen all of those episodes, MTV will premiere 6 straight new episodes of ridiculousness.
How are they still on the air?
They just bang these things out. They're on season 44.
Did they seriously surpass The Simpsons just on three people cracking on internet videos?
They have aired 1,574
Holy
episodes.
Holy mackinac.
So
that's a hockey reference, by the way.
How many episodes are they cranking out a season?
Feels like 56.
Yeah, about
once a week. Let's just bang these
seven.
Out.
Oh my God!
This
doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make any sense. Okay. Season 38 was 51 episodes. Season 39 was 4 episodes.
What?
Season 40 was 20 episodes. Season 41 was 12 episodes. Season 42 was 62 episodes. Season 43 was 119 episodes. So not only are they airing the show a lot, they can barely keep up with the reruns. They almost don't have enough room for the reruns. There's also been spinoffs called Amazingness, Deliciousness.
That's right. I do remember Deliciousness.
Adorableness and Messiness.
I don't know any of those other ones except for Deliciousness.
Snooki hosted Messiness.
Ugh. Yeah, appropriate.
Tiffany Thiessen. Is it Thiessen? Tiffany Thiessen? Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, about to ask. Is Kelly from Say By The Devil?
Say By The Hootie?
I stumbled over my word. John Cena.
You see who he's fighting on the next main event?
I did not.
It's him and R-Truth for the belt.
Thank God. I'm glad, because I did see him put R-Truth through the table after Backlash.
Yeah. All right. We're done with that. Wow.
Why? This is what I'm going to submit to the Marconis.
We spend a lot more time on that than I thought. This is insane. It must be working.
I mean, Ridiculousness must be the highest grossing television show in history.
Yeah, it's probably cheap to make. Wow.
I got to get the numbers on it. I got to see what they're pulling in terms of viewership.
I'll try to find that. Johnny is in Atlanta. Johnny.
What's going on, Bart? Hey, Joe Mazzulla, he needs to get up out of Boston. I'm so disappointed with that. Him and Jaylen Brown, when the game is on the line, you didn't show up. I felt like he had so many turnovers.
Well, he got thrown out. He got fouled out.
In the third quarter, but the first quarter, he had like 4 turnovers at the beginning of the game. The team needed you, and you did not show up at all. So Mazzulla need to go. Jaylen Brown need to find somewhere. I don't think he needs to go. He's still on face of the Celtics, but Horford need to go. Porzingis need to go. So it's going to be a hard year for the Celtics next year because Jason Tatum would not be there at all. So basically, their main focus would be Derrick White and Jaylen Brown. So
I want to see some people try to work on some Jaylen Brown trade scenarios.
Nah, I doubt Jaylen Brown get traded. No, I'm just saying they won't win next year. Probably be a time for the first round for lottery pick, but they have a down season. But you know, I really think he need to find himself and actually become an elite player, because like he is an elite player because he's from Georgia. We know we don't think we put out elite players, but you know, he just needs to show up again. I didn't like how he played today. Didn't like Joe Mazzulla coaching. Very disappointed in him. But, you know,
It seemed like I saw a clip. Brian Scalabrine, or no, maybe it was Stephen A. Smith. Brian Scalabrine was talking about how they've been cheating basketball for a while and it caught up with them. Stephen A. Smith said this team quit.
I think I agree with them. They quit. They quit.
Yeah. Mazzulla didn't. I don't know. Mazzulla seemed like, I don't know, something did seem off.
He don't know how to coach. That last year was a fluke, and he don't know how to coach. He need to go ahead and give him a loan or somebody else in there. He's not the He's not the coach.
I promise you, if the Celtics make any shocking moves, firing their coach is not going to be one of them.
I don't think they're going to fire him either. I think they're going to give him next year. If I know they're not going to win without Tatum, so he's going next year. They'll give him the offseason because no coach want to coach the team where they one of their best players down. So I'll give him next year. They're going to fire him next year. And lastly, but, you know, you said one of the brightest things. Every year the Knicks get put out by the Pacers. I can't wait for it to this happen again this year, too.
So what do you think? Pacers in six?
I think it'll go seven, but, you know, I think Pacers in seven. I think it'll go seven. It's going to be a good series.
Yeah, I think Johnny, thanks for the call. I think I'm going to go Knicks in seven. But if there's one injury, then I'll go Pacers in seven. Kelsey Plum had a big night, 37 points, 6 assists, 5 steals. How about that? She's with the Sparks now. I got some numbers for you. The 3 highest rated programs on MTV this week. Teen Mom, The Next Chapter, brought in 275,000 people. Caught in the Act brought in 263K. The top episode, or the top rated ridiculousness episode, brought in 96,000. Now, I don't know if we got 5 million people listening right now, but we might be clearing ridiculousness. Brandon's in Chicago. Brandon.
I want to comment. I'm a little.
Brandon, your phone. What happened?
I apologize.
I would
like to comment on Tom Thibodeau, how happy Chicagoans are for him. Kind of like how when Detroit was living vicariously through L.A. with
Chicago is not living vicariously through Tom Thibodeau.
Well, no, not through him, but I'm not speaking for Chicago, but I mean, but I'm very happy for him. It's because, you know, he was our coach, and I'm just glad for him. I thought he was going to choke it out, but he did. I'm very happy for him. I just wanted to say thank you for the notifications, and if I could say what up, my brother, to Barry, and have a terrific weekend.
Brandon, thanks for the call. Are you happy for Tom Thibodeau as a Bulls guy?
No shot am I rooting on for Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. Well, Brandon is, so it's 1-1. 1-1. Let's get Jeffrey in Cleveland, and then we'll do some guess what they said. Jeffrey.
Yeah, you know, the Knicks took care of Boston, all right? So that's supposed to be the Cavaliers championship this year, but our coach is so novice. He's got that novice attitude, run your best player into the ground. All right, he got coach of the year. Kenny got coach of the year, but I don't know. I don't know if he's coach of the year. Maybe he should have gotten most likely to succeed or something. But he's not a coach of the year. We should be there right now, getting ready to play. We should be the Eastern Conference championships. You know, our coach is too novice, man. What do you think?
I think. There was some injury history. The problem with Garland, Jeffrey, not playing right away, that was rough. Maybe you pin it on the coach. I know everyone's pinning it on these coaches, but they got outplayed. They got outplayed. Pacers, I'm hard on them, but they did play better. Did you see Antonio Brown got jumped after an Aiden Ross boxing event?
Oof. Don't like to hear about that.
He chased the guys down and pulled a gun and started firing.
Oh, y'all don't like the story at all. On both sides. Ugh.
Yeah.
This is why you don't mess with crazy people.
Anyway, that's online. All right. Guess what they said is coming up next on the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
All right. Guess what they said every Monday and Friday, at least this week it was, here on the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast, wherever you are listening, on your local affiliate Odyssey app, which is free, or on SiriusXM channel 375. We love that you're checking out Guess What They Said. And if you are new to the game, this is how it works. I am the judge.
You really covered everything there. That was pretty good.
Yeah, until you interrupted me. I was in a little bit of a flow there. Now I'm out of my trance. If you are new to Guess What They Said, this is how it works. I will set up Bart with audio. Bart will guess what this person said, and I will grade accordingly. You will either get it correct or you will get it wrong. And we played all five clips anyway, so you can play along too. And Bart, we will start with the Celtics and the Knicks Eastern semifinals matchup, where the New York Knicks are moving on after defeating the Boston Celtics in six games. Here's Jaylen Brown. I want you to guess what he had to say on the way that the season ended tonight. This is 19 seconds long. Guess what Jaylen Brown had to say.
It's disappointing. You hate to see it go out like that. You know, we had a good year. Injuries caught up with us. But you never like to go out at all. And we know how hard it is to get here. But, I just have to see what happens next year. But it's disappointing.
It stings, as it should. Anytime, losing stings, especially finishing your season like this, it just wasn't our year.
Good enough for me. I'm a bit charismatic as always after a loss. What are you supposed to do? You lost Jason Tatum. You lost. It sucks. So 1-0.
You're gonna say, God, now I got Memorial Day free. Oh man, I got all the stuff I have to get to.
Let me just side note: Memorial Day. I know I'm gonna be excited for it because programming note, I will not be here. But I'm also knowing that I'm gonna be exhausted because I'm gonna do a lot of grilling that day. I'm actually gonna have to hit you up for a brat recipe.
I just buy one.
Isn't that what you Milwaukeeans do?
Why don't you just buy a pack of brats? Do they have brats in grocery stores over there?
Yes, but in terms of what should I throw on it? Is there any secret hobo herbs and spices I should be using?
Soak it in beer.
Really? Is that a thing?
Yeah, when you cook something in boiling water?
Yeah.
Cook it in beer.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'll think about that because it is a grill. But I think I have the thing that I can actually boil water on my grill. So, all right, cool. Good to know. Let's get back to Guess What They Said. Let's go to the Celtics head coach, Joe Mazzulla. I want you to guess what he had to say and if he feels disappointed in the outcome. This is 19 seconds long. Put on your Joe Mazzulla hat and guess what he said.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. They had their chances and they got good opportunities and, we had a good run. It's challenging. I don't know. Is he going to be weird? This is the thing. He says so many weird things. I almost think he's going to be it's part of life. You move on. We'll wake up tomorrow. I'm going this way.
Let me get some clarification. You going with the first answer or the second answer?
Well, you play the harder ones towards the end. I'm going to say a little bit of both. I'm going to cheat.
Can't give me both. Got to pick one.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I'm giving you my answer right now.
Okay.
19 seconds. Here we go. It's disappointing. Losing's hard. Losing, that's not why we play. We don't play to lose, but the sun will come up tomorrow. We'll
we still had a good year. There's still a lot to be happy about, and we've accomplished. But life goes on. We'll see another day. Something like that.
You know, it wasn't really much emotion there. It was just, that's just the way it goes. I mean, you can't have an expectation that a series is supposed to go a certain way. Obviously, losing a player to that type of injury was tough, but like that's part of it. And, you know, you move on as a team, and that's it.
I needed you to fully commit to being weird because you danced around it. You were so right there. If you would have stuck with your first answer, it would have obviously been fully wrong. But when you switched up, I gave you the opportunity. I'm like, I need one. You should have fully committed to being weird.
No, I think that I was close, but I thought I was too weird. I thought I needed to focus more on the series itself. So I agree with you that I got it wrong. But
we're over here judging the level of weirdity that it needed to be.
Yeah, he focused more on the, I think I said injury too the first time. All right, well,
it happens.
That's okay.
You're one.
Joe Mazzulla, I don't know that I've ever gotten one right from him.
Which is why, and I was like trying to like not like laugh because you say I put the hard ones to the end. This one was kind of tough. Like any Joe Mazzulla one is a hard one. Yeah. And I do want to say a side note too. I think it was Johnny or one of our older callers that mentioned that, you know, hey, Joe Mazzulla might need to get fired. The way that NBA head coaches have won titles and then unceremoniously gotten fired, that's not the craziest thing to expect, that Joe Mazzulla might get fired after next season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who's won the last...
Mike Malone, gone.
Yeah, who won last year? Okay, Celtics.
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla won last year. So then you had Mike Malone,
Nuggets,
gone.
Malone. Yeah, the next season, or two seasons.
You know, Budenholzer's
there,
gone.
Bud's gone, yep. Vogel's gone.
Yep.
And then Nurse is gone.
Yeah, Kerr's he's the admiralty. Like, you get him out of the way. I know I said that wrong. What the hell did I say? Admiralty?
Tyronn Lue. Pop, they said retired, but that was a firing.
No, he couldn't coach anymore. Dude, he wanted to die in that job. All right, so you're 1-1 for everybody keeping score at home. Let's go to the Knicks side. I want you to guess what head coach Tom Thibodeau, what he had to say on facing the Pacers. This is 25 seconds long. Guess what Tom Thibodeau had to say.
Oh, they're a tough team. They're one of the teams that they take you up and down the court. They never stop. They never quit. We're going to have to give it our all every single minute, every single second of that game. We're going to have to double the intensity that we had. We can't let up at any point. We got to play every game like it's a game 7.
They're an excellent basketball team, strong on both sides of the ball. Their ability to push the ball, so defensive transition. But when you look at their guard play, particularly with, you know, Halliburton, and they can push and they can break you down off the dribble. So you got to be very disciplined in your approach. They can spread you out. You know, Siakam and Turner are very talented bigs. So we understand what the challenge is.
So he did a little bit more technical roster breakdown than I would have liked in your answer, but. It's the spirit of the clip. They're a tough team. They're athletic, blah, 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 blah. So yeah. Good enough for me.
Well, I'll accept that one. Thank you.
So 2-1. You get this one, you win. You don't. We go to a tiebreaker, which we're going to hear from anyway, because that's how it works. 5 clips. Somebody needs a sound somewhere. So I want you to get into your...
And we haven't played any sound from the game tonight.
None at all. I want you to get into your Jalen Brunson jersey. I want you to guess what he had to say on if this win is an upset. This is 22 seconds long. Guess what Captain Clutch had to say.
Well, I got no idea. We don't look at it that way. We go out there every time thinking that we have what it takes to be the better team, to win. We expected to win. The crowd expected us to win. If you don't have that mentality, what are you playing for? We still have a mission, and job's not done.
I mean, upset or not, whatever it is, we beat a great team. They obviously lost a huge piece, but regardless, the way they came out in game five, they knew that, I mean, they're still a great team. And so regardless of whatever anyone thinks, upset or not, I mean, we're just happy to come out the series with the win. Now we're moving on. We got to prepare for next, another team.
Only part you got right is we got to get ready for the next series.
Wrong-o, Bardo!
That means our crucial fifth clip is the deciding factor.
Ooh, who gets the honor?
No basketball talk. Let's switch over to Major League Baseball.
Oh, boy!
As we've been plugging all week, it is MLB rivalry weekend. So lots of rivalry series. The Cubs-White Sox. By the way, Cubs won big over the Sox. No shocker there. Dodgers, Angels, find your series in your local markets accordingly. But where I live in New York City, it is called the Subway Series, where the NyMets travel up to Yankee Stadium in the Bronx to face the NyYankees. And of course, the big storyline, why there was a little extra juice in this Subway Series, is Juan Soto, former Yankee, who took them all the way to the World Series, fell short to L.A., but he took them all the way there, spurned the team in the offseason and joins the crosstown rival Mets and a huge bazillion-dollar contract. This was Juan Soto's first time coming back to the Bronx in Mets colors. So, Bart, I want you to guess what he had to say on the Yankee crowd tonight. This one's 18 seconds long. Guess what Juan Soto had to say for the win or loss.
Okay, Juan Soto... He played for the Yankees. That's why they're so mad, yeah?
Si, senor.
Yeah, that was about what I thought would happen. I was expecting it. I played here last year. I know the passion of this city. I know the passion of these fans. I know how excited they were for this. And they're going to do what they're going to do. I got to try to focus on the game and hopefully win a couple this weekend.
I was ready for it. I was ready for it. You know, they're really passionate fans and they're a little hurt. And they're going to do the best for their teams and they just feel that way. You got to embrace it. At the end of the day, you know, whatever they give you, it is what it is. You got to be a professional. You got to take it as a man. And I was just enjoy the moment.
Once you said they were passionate fans, you got it. Well done. Bart wins 3-2, and that's guess what they said.
Did you hear the back end of that clip?
No.
What happened? What the hell happened there?
I hit the wrong button.
Oh. Could you play that clip one more time?
Sure.
Yeah.
I was ready for it. I was ready for it, you know. They're really passionate fans, and they're a little hurt, and they're going to do the best for their teams, and... They just feel that way. You got to embrace it. At the end of the day, you know, whatever they give you, it is what it is. You got to be a professional. You got to take it as a man. And I was just enjoying the moment.
Wow. Okay. I counted four cliches. Two more cliche-y than the other ones. End of the day. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day is a big one.
It is what it is.
That's two.
And then take it as a man and enjoy
three,
the moment.
Four. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't like how we stuck the landing there, so we're going to do this again. And Bart wins 3-2. That's guess what they said.
I would like to thank Carlos Ortiz for picking out the clips. I would like to thank the Celtics and Knicks for their involvement tonight, as well as Juan Soto. And Yankees fans, I'd like to thank you for that. I'd like to preemptively thank the mixed cans of Jack and Coke that I have been pounding.
Oh, can't wait.
On the weekends. Why make it yourself when it comes in the cans?
Bingo.
And I would like to thank you, the Infinity Sports Network listener. This was a thrill of a lifetime. I'd like to thank all of you. I'd also like to thank whoever between
David Shepard and Carlos Ortiz decides to host the last segment of the show tonight, because I feel like I'm gonna leave.
Oh, Shep is running in right now.
I'm gonna leave on a high note. I'm just gonna go home.
I got content. I can do this. I'm not scared of 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes. Man, if I could leave at 40 instead of 55. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. Dipping into the early morning hours now on Saturday, or wrapping up your Friday. Either way, happy to be with you. David Shepard will tend to the steed for the next 4 hours here on the Infinity Sports Network. Plenty of reaction to Celtics-Knicks, I'm sure, as the Knicks advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, and they'll face a familiar foe there in the Indiana Pacers. Western Conference Finals will be decided, at least we'll know the matchup, I should say, will have the decision, the winner between Game 7, between the Nuggets and the Thunder. That's a Sunday afternoon game. And with my kid getting into basketball and my wife putting him to bed and kind of getting into these playoffs, we're going to have a little Winkler family Thunder Nuggets party. How about that? What a way to spend the Holy Sabbath. Spend. Transition. Thinking. How to go to the next. I got it. The Niners spent a bunch of money today. $265 million contract to Brock Purdy. 5-year deal. $53 million a year. $181 million guaranteed. Brock Purdy becomes the highest paid 7th rounder ever. Everybody else on this list is either a guard, a tackle, or Matt Cassel. The previous high of a contract given to a 7th rounder was $87.7 million. This one at 5 years worth $265 million. So will the conversation around Brock Purdy change? Because, yes, he was a bargain at $850,000. And now he's going to be making $53 million. But I don't necessarily think that it needs to change. I think the Niners had an opportunity where, hey, they had a quarterback that eventually was going to be paid like the rest of them. And so before that happens, before his rookie contract's up, let's try to build a winner and use our money elsewhere. And they did that. They got to a Super Bowl, and Kyle Shanahan forgot the overtime rules. People forget. And so then they did not win. Now, knowing they'd have to pay him, they made some moves on their roster, and they had to find ways to cut salary. The 49ers, who I declared would not be a playoff team in 2024, I will declare that they likely will be a playoff team in 2025. Based on their schedule alone, it's very easy comparatively. It's a 417 winning percentage, which is the lowest in the league by like 40 points. They got the AFC South and the NFC South. And their division, I mean, they can win these games, so they should be all right to at least get back to the postseason. Remember, too, this isn't about, to me, does Brock Purdy deserve $53 million? Does Brock Purdy deserve to be the 7th highest paid quarterback in the league? The question that these teams face isn't, this guy is good, but where does he rank among other quarterbacks? Then let's pay him accordingly. The question that teams come and face is, do we have a guy that we're comfortable with being the quarterback, that we're content with? Sure. Would we trade Brock Purdy for Josh Allen? Of course. Would we trade him for Lamar Jackson? Absolutely. But other teams would trade their quarterback for Brock Purdy. Do we like the guy that we have? When these teams pay $55 million to Jordan Love or $55 million to Trevor Lawrence,
or $55 million to Tua Tagovailoa, or $53 million to Brock Purdy, or even $53 million to Jared Goff. They're not paying those guys because they're a top five quarterback. They're paying those guys because we've got that problem solved, and that's how much those guys make. So you're paying the player, sure, for what he did and for what you think he will do. Jordan Love had a half good season when he got $55 million. But the Packers are like, this is good enough, and it checks that box. Tua's not a $53 million quarterback, but his contract was up, and that's what they were getting paid, and the Dolphins are happy to not have to go try to find someone else. So that's why these guys get paid the money. The team is paying the guy. He happens to be the quarterback. That's the position we'd rather not try to spend money on. So we're going to pay you and figure it out there. Well, they're spending money. They're just trying to make it not a problem. I could have stuck the landing better. Oh, well, it's the weekend.
Yep.
I'll live. Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti, thank you guys. David Shepherd next, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.